Well, I think that there's been a lot of primarily academic discussions about whether photographers should photograph victims. I'm not sympathetic. I mean, I'll listen to any discussion, but I do get impatient with many of these discussions because does that mean we shouldn't have photographed the Holocaust? Does that mean that we shouldn't photograph Charles Taylor's victims and there are no photographs to use in his trial at the World Court? Does that mean that the people committing these atrocities should in essence win because there are no pictures taken of what they've done to whole villages, whole populations? Now, I'm perfectly aware that some of these photographs have negatively affected the people in the pictures, and that is something to be aware of. The photographers are often aware of it. Many of these photographers have stayed in touch with the people that are in their pictures and that are affected by them. Eddie Adams and the general in the execution picture remained in touch until the general died, and Eddie Adams spoke at his funeral. Nick Ut and Kim Puck have remained in contact for decades. Chris Hondros followed many of the people in his pictures until his death. Yes, there are. There is a price on the person in the photograph, the invasion of their privacy. But I think to weigh that against the power of the picture and the picture Nick took of Kim Puck running down the road after she was burned by napalm changed public opinion about the Vietnam War. It's a powerful photograph. Would you rather protect her privacy or inform a nation about what is being done in their name?